the bird," yelled Rob Anybody desperately. "Okay, the wee birdie. Name we're arguing. Anyone feel like arguing or feel my boot? Some of us have got a wee laddie to steal back for the queen." He drew his sword and waved it in the air. "Who's coming with me?" That seemed to work. The Knack MacFeagle liked clear goals. Hundreds of swords and battle axes and one bunch of battered flowers in the case of Darth Woolley were thrust into the air, and the war cry of the Knack MacFeagle echoed around the chamber. The period of time it takes a pixie to go from normal to mad fighting mood is so tiny it can't be measured on the smallest clock. Unfortunately, since the pixies were very individualistic, each one had his own cry, and Tiffany could only make out a few over the din. "They can take our lives, but they cannot take our trousers. Bang when sixpence. You'll take the high road and I'll take your wallet. There can only be 1,000. Ah, stick it up your trackins." But the voices gradually came together in one roar that shook the walls. "Nay, king, nay, queen, nay, laird, nay, master, we will not be fooled again." This died away. A cloud of dust dropped from the roof, and there was silence. "Let's go," cried Rob Anybody. As one feagle, the pixies swarmed down the galleries and across the floor and up the slope to the hole. In a few seconds the chamber was empty, except for the Gonagall and Fionn. "Where have they gone?" said Tiffany. "Ach, they just go," said Fionn, shrugging. "I'm going to stay here and look after the fire. Someone ought to act like a proper Kelda," she glared at Tiffany. "I do hope you find a clan for yourself soon, Fionn," said Tiffany sweetly. The pixies scowled at her.
"They'll run around for a while, maybe stun a few bunnies and fall over a few times," said William. "They'll slow down when they find out they don't ken what they're supposed to do yet."
"Do they always just run off like this?" said Tiffany.
"Ach, well, Rob Anybody Disney want too much talk about marrying," said William, grinning.
"Yes, we have a lot in common in that respect," said Tiffany. She pulled herself out of the hole and found the toad waiting for her. "I listened in," it said. "Well done. Very clever. Very diplomatic." Tiffany looked around. There were a few hours to sunset, but the shadows were already lengthening. "We'd better be going," she said, tying on her apron. "And you're coming, Toad?"
"Well, I don't know much about how to get into..."
the Toad began, trying to back away. But toads can't back up easily, and Tiffany grabbed it and put it in her apron pocket. She headed for the mounds and stones. "My brother will never grow up," she thought, as she ran across the turf. "That's what the old lady said. How does that work? What kind of a place is it where you never grow up?" The mounds got nearer. She saw William, and not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock, running along beside her. But there was no sign of the rest of the Knack MacFeagle. And then she was among the mounds. Her sisters had told her that there were more dead kings buried under there, but it had never frightened her. Nothing on the downs had ever frightened her. But it was cold here. She'd never noticed that before. Find a place where the time doesn't fit. Well, the mounds were history. So were the old stones. Did they fit here? Well, yes, they belonged to the past, but they'd ridden on the hills for thousands of years. They'd grown old here. They were part of the landscape. The low sun made the shadows lengthen. That was when the chalk revealed its secrets. At some places, when the light was right, you could see the edges of old fields and tracks. The shadows showed up what brilliant noonlight couldn't see. Tiffany had made up noonlight. She couldn't even see hoofprints. She wandered around the trilithons, which looked a bit like huge stone doorways, but even when she tried walking through them both ways, nothing happened. This wasn't according to plan. There should have been a magic door, she was sure of that. A bubbling feeling in her ear suggested that someone was playing the mouse pipes. She looked around and saw William the Gonagall standing on a fallen stone. His cheeks were bulging, and so was the bag of the mouse pipes. She waved at him. "Can you see anything?" she called. William took the pipe out of his mouth, and the bubbling stopped.
"Oh, aye," he said.
"The way to the Queen's Land?"
"Oh, aye."
"Well, would you care to tell me?"
"I dinna need to tell a Kelda," said William. "A Kelda would see the clear way hersel."
"But you could tell me."
"Aye, and you could have said please," said William. "I'm 96 years old. I'm near dolly in your dolly-hoose. Your granny was a fine woman, but I'll no be ordered about by a wee chittawa girl."
Tiffany stared for a moment and then lifted the toad out of her apron pocket. "Chit," she said. "It means something very small," said the toad. Trust me. He's calling me small.